Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of given year, because the world is just dying to know.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I'm Patrick Foster. I want to welcome you to another episode of our show. This is January, so whether it's wet or dry, wherever you are, we hope you're enjoying this countdown, our traditional best of the year before picks. In this case, that's 2022. And we thank everyone who has taken the time to send in a call or a voice file. And really enjoying making this playlist, rounding up all these choices, and really just love to hear what people choose and why they did so, too, in most cases, which I think is really great. Today, we're going to hear a couple more voices. One, I think you'll be familiar with from Monthly New Music, and another one, maybe you're not. But it's great to have these picks from this listener, so thank you very much. I've got the tape all spooled up here, so let's not waste any more time. Let's hit the play button and check out these two picks.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin, and it's that time again where we look back on another year and decide what we really, really love. This year's been quite difficult to pick an album of the year. There's been a number of albums I've really, really liked. Before I get to my album of the year, I'll quickly go through those. So I guess honorable mentions to The Best, Expert in a Dying Field, which definitely didn't disappoint. Fontaine's DC, Skinty Far, which had some really, really high points, but also had some pretty low points as well. Wormrot's Hiss, which is an album of pure emotion. And for a heavy album like that, it's got so much depth. Also, The Line is a Curve by Kay Tempest. The words in the atmosphere are just so compelling. In particular, the words. I still get blown away by Kay's storytelling. And last honorable mention is Heart of a Nation by Columbia Mills. My friend has been talking about this band for quite a while, and I've liked their last albums, but this album I think was next level. And I really hope that good things happen for this band. Alright, so to my album of the year, kind of what differentiated this album from the other ones that I listed. It's an album I didn't know was coming out, and it's an album in some ways I didn't know that I needed. So my pick is Forensic's album Shades and Echoes. You could say this album is a modern Split Enz album. I don't think there's a band that has had the influence on New Zealand musicians as that band. Like, I know Flying Nun is important to some people, but I think Split Enz is probably the most influential band in New Zealand. And this Forensic's project, which is Tim Finn and Eddie Rayner from Split Enz, has such a strong Split Enz DNA. It's almost undeniably a Split Enz album in the way that it sounds and the way that it feels. And what I really love about this album is that they've tried to go back and capture the energy of the band's early days. That was a time when the band were experimental, and you could almost class them as an art rock band or a prog rock band. So there's two different versions of the album. There's the vinyl, which is missing three tracks from the digital and the CD versions, but it's also in a different order. I definitely prefer the vinyl, as I think the order works better and it's a bit more concise. But it's missing one of the standouts on the CD digital version, which is a song called Autumn. So when it comes to picking a song to play, I've already picked Empty Nest in February New Music. I'd recommend playing Strange Stars, which closes out the vinyl version of this album, and it's such a phenomenal track. I just want to thank Jim and Patrick and the Rocking the Suburbs community. It's been really, really great to be part of it. Anyway, that's all from me. Here's to 2023, and I hope everyone is rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Thank you. talk with me? Will you walk this beach beside me? Will you understand as you walk this land under strange stars shining?
Hi, Jim and Patrick, and fellow members of the Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my top album and song of 2022. My favorite album was This Mess We're In by Arlo McKinley. He is a Cincinnati-born singer-songwriter. This is his second album and first on the Oh Boy label. The theme is pretty heavy. Based on the lyrics, I think he's dealt with a lot of demons in his life, and he spends a good portion of the album addressing that in hopes of finding the righteous path. By the end, it seems like he will find a light at the end of the tunnel, and that any victory will be hard-earned. Hopefully that doesn't deter you from listening to it. My suggestion for one of the better songs is Steely Night from the Dark Sky.
She holds me to the first sight of daylight, trying to get through the breakdown, find a way out of this town. In a lake of fire we'll surely drown, but that's alright if you're with me. And that's why I'll run from the shine of the sun, stealing dark from the night sky. My heart is yours for the taking, if you wanna take it. I know you're scared you might break.
On a completely different note, my favorite song is a modern power pop classic, Cherry Corolla by Mike Adams at His Honest Weight. It's just a great, great song, and if you like that genre, I think you'll dig it. It's also one of many great songs on his album, Graphic Blandishment, which was my third favorite album of the year. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. I know somebody else enjoys it because I heard it over the summer during one of the monthly new music picks. Anyway, that's all for now. Hope everybody has a safe and happy new year, and I'll catch you next time.
All right. Very much want to thank Paul and Liam for taking the time to get in touch and submit their picks. Really appreciate that. Really appreciate Liam, his constant new music choices. Always love the stuff he unearths. And some of my favorite music from this year was stuff that he pointed me in the direction of. So I really appreciate that. And thank you so much, Paul, for getting in touch. I had not heard of the Arlo McKinney record. I'm very excited to listen to that. So let's just quickly recap. We heard Mike Adams at his Honest Weight doing Cherry Corolla. That is from the record Graphic Blandishment, which came out on the Joyful Noise label. We heard Arlo McKinney, as I said. The song was Stealing Dark from the Night Sky. And the album, Paul's favorite of the year, was This Mess We're In. And that was issued on Oh Boy Records. And then, of course, Liam with Forensics. And I want to point out the spelling on that if you're looking for it. Forensics. The song was Strange Stars, and the record was Shades and Echoes. And that was issued on Warner Music New Zealand. Thank you, guys. Tomorrow, Friday, we will have two more picks as we roll on through this January recap of 2022. Hope you've been enjoying it. Hope you'll tune in tomorrow and next week as well, and maybe the week following too, because we got a lot of picks to share. I am Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to say we'll talk to everyone tomorrow.
Album of Pure Emotion